Welcome. You're tuned to the 37th podcast from Bite Size Pickleball. I'm your host, Rick, and I'm a Pisces.
In fact,
now that I think of it, no lie. Okay, I'm lying. I've been thinking of it for weeks, but I'm going to be old this week. But as long as I've got pickleball by my side, I'm good to roll. Today, I wanted to break down a match I watched last weekend. It was the championship PPA matchup between Johnson and Frazier versus Daescu and Daescu. I don't know. Potato, potato. It was Daescu and Tardio. J.W. Johnson and Dylan Frazier won it in three straight games. One of the things that Johnson and Frazier do differently from most of their professional counterparts is they drop it on almost every third shot. The typical pattern for most pros is to drive it on the third shot, and if that doesn't work to set up a point, they drop it on their fifth shot, their seventh shot, etc. Why don't Johnson and Frazier adhere to this pattern? Two words: hand speed.
Wow!
Some of you are probably old enough to remember Mel Brooks's movie Blazing Saddles. There was a... Anyway, you don't need to hear the theme song. There was a character in it called the Waco Kid, and he was played with the utmost charm and vulnerability by the legendary Gene Wilder. If some of you have no clue who Gene Wilder was and you like comedies, go do a Gene Wilder binge. You'll thank me later. Young Frankenstein is another classic. But I'm getting away from the tangent here. Back to the Waco Kid, who was super fast on the draw. How fast? At one point, the kid is on a horse facing off against a line of outlaws who are also on horses. Outlaws, you know, in the mold of Mel Brooks's mind. So, you know, a pretty shoddy group of dudes. And the Waco Kid manages to shoot every single one of those outlaws' guns out of their hands without even appearing to look like he had moved a finger. That is J.W. Johnson and Dylan Frazier. They drop their third shot, they get to the net, and basically they dare their opponents to attack them because they're confident they're going to counter without even appearing like they're lifting a finger. How can you? Yes, you, I'm looking at you. How can you increase your hand speed? There's several ways to do that. And instead of listing them all for you here, because that would be another podcast. In fact, I take that back. There is a podcast on hand speed. But I'm going to post an article I wrote on the subject in the next newsletter. If you've yet to discover the fairly new bite-sized pickleball newsletter, you can do that at www.bitesizepickleball.substack.com. www.bitesizepickleball.substack.com. Something else that sets Johnson and Frazier apart is their dinking skills, which they are extremely confident in. They rarely make a blunder. That means they are what? Practiced. If you want to improve your dinking skills, you be wise to practice. If you can't find a partner to dink with, go find a wall. It actually helps to dink against one in that it helps build up your muscle memory. It's the same kind of muscle memory one builds up by shooting baskets in the backyard. Johnson and Frazier, they like to move their dinks around a lot. They don't favor any one opponent to go at. Again, they are confident in their hand skills that it doesn't really matter which side their attackers come from, because the same thing usually happens. The opponents get swatted by Johnson and Frazier's superiority. And they are never hitting their dinks with a flat paddle. They're always using some backslice, typically on their backhand dinks, and a little topspin on their forehand dinks, although Johnson has this interesting-looking scooping style with his forehands. If your dinks are flat, you're making it easy for your opponents to read and respond to them. With backspin and topspin, the ball isn't always going to bounce the same, and it's not going to be as easy to return as flat dinks are. Something else they do, as do all of the pros, is they hit their dinks really low off the bounce if they don't take them out of the air. The idea here is to cut down on your opponent's reaction time. And in order to hit balls that are low to the ground or take them out of the air, you need to be bending your knees. I am sure at least one of you is right now thinking, you try that with my knees, buddy. If you can bend your knees, do that. And then use that strength of those knees, that balanced, strong stance, to help lift the ball back over the net. The key here is not to be lazy and just use your arm and reach for your dinks, because that'll cause you to make more errors than if you're properly balanced and low to the ground. How low can you go?
Limbo!
Yeah.
One more thing on the topic of dinks. You want to focus on hitting your dinks deep in the kitchen, as close to your opponent's feet as possible. This will push them off the kitchen line and serve to get them a little off balance. That's what you want to be doing in your overall pickleball game, forcing your opponents off balance, exerting your will. Lastly, probably the thing I admire most about Johnson and whatever the other guy's name is. No, I'm kidding, Frazier. Sorry, brain fart. I admire most about him is that they are absolutely calm under fire. Or as Bruce Lee would say, be like water. These two extremely young men are so zen, a Buddha could take a few lessons from them. Yes, Buddha, if you're listening, get on down there, because they could definitely help you out. They're never too high and they're never too low, especially JW. What this does is it allows them to play with this beautiful grace and flow. For me, when a player gets too high or too low, they're wasting their energy. Johnson and Frazier waste absolutely zero energy. They're not screaming or yelling or chastising themselves, or they're not celebrating. They're pretty much in a deep, largely silent, dare I say even holy place. Yes, holy, also known as the zone. Again, both of them are in their early 20s. That is simply amazing to me, to be so young and so mindful. Now, despite your age or how weak your knees are, how can you learn to be more mindful? That's the question. So I've been getting a lot of reviews for my book, and the majority of them point to a couple of different things. The word on the street, the Amazon street, is that the book chapters are informative, short, and fun, but we really like the section on the mind. I wrote this stuff because of my journey with my own mind, and no, it hasn't been easy, and it's still a journey every day, but in spending time working on my mindfulness, I have definitely improved my play on the court in a large way. I mean, large. Not only that, but it's also really helped me with how I roll with life these days. Doing my best to accept and be part of the flow rather than resist. Resistance is futile. That's what Gene Wilder would probably have told you as the Waco Kid. The book is called How to Play Better Pickleball by Rick Sipes, a Pisces. It's available online at Barnes & Noble's and also at Amazon.com. Hope you have some fun this week with your pickleball. Don't take yourself too seriously. Over and out.